You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled 4321. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
Happy Father's Day. They say where there's a will, there's a way. My message today is that fathers who practice God's will every day are on the way to being good fathers. If you haven't done that in the past, you can. Starting right now. Indeed, all of us, fathers and mothers, parents and children, married and single, all who use their time to do God's will are on the way to blessings. I begin by following a teaching procedure that Jesus often used. When he wanted to teach a spiritual lesson, he often started with everyday things. He met the people where they were. Following his example, let's go to a place where fathers and their children can be found every day. That's sports. It was just 3 months ago that many of us were enthralled by one of the greatest NCAA basketball tournaments of all time. Among the many thrills this past March was the Cinderella story of a team from Valparaiso University. Valpo, as it's called, is a college of some 3,500 students in northwestern Indiana, in the greater Chicagoland area. Valparaiso enchanted the media, not only in the United States, but literally all around the world. That fascination was due in no small part to Valpo's coach and his family. Today we'll hear from head coach Homer Drew, his wife Janet, and their two sons. Son Scott is an assistant basketball coach for his dad, and son Bryce was the leading scorer on the team. Homer and Janet's daughter, Dana, isn't with us today, but we'll hear about her, too. Yes, you are listening to the Lutheran Hour. This is not a sports show, but as Jesus met people where they were so that he might teach them spiritual lessons, we are going to talk sports so that we might learn the far more important lesson of doing God's will every day. If you saw the first round game between Valpo and Ole Miss, you know what happened in the last critical seconds of the game. The score was Ole Miss 70, Valpo 68. With only seconds left, Jamie Sykes of Valparaiso threw a long, down-court pass to Bill Jenkins, who then tipped the ball to Bryce Drew. From three-point range, Bryce attempted the shot. It looked a little short, but it went in. Final score, Valpo 71, Ole Miss 70. Now let's get the family's perspective on that play. Wife and mom Janet Drew was sitting in the stands with daughter Dana. She recounts their conversation when there were only 4.1 seconds left in the game.
Dana's our daughter, and she played at the University of Toledo, and she and Bryce used to play a lot of ball together. And she and her husband had both come over for the game. And while we were sitting there, and I think it was 4.1 on the clock, and we had the ball out of bounds, and she looked at me and I said, I don't think we're going to make it. And she said, oh, no, remember, Mom, 4, 3, 2, 1. She says, Bryce is used to making these shots. And she reminded me of something that they always did when they played, and they always would like to take a last-second shot. And it was ironic that she said 4, 3, 2, 1 because it was 4.1 on the clock when we got the ball.
4, 3, 2, 1. Winning requires many things. In sports, you have to know the time on the clock. In parenting, you have to use the time well. Coach Drew says,
you need to spend time with your family. We've enjoyed our family. We've enjoyed our three kids. We enjoy playing family backyard basketball, to touch football, to tag, to hide and go seek. We just enjoyed them at every stage of their development. And that comes back to the word time.
Time. That's when you do God's will in your family life, or when you don't. What is God's will? Some people have been known to anguish over what God's will might be for their lives. Should I stay in school or not? Should I marry? Should I change jobs? Perhaps you have done some of that searching. Often there is no clear answer. With a prayer and hope, you end up doing what you think is best. While the details of God's will for your life sometimes seem obscure, the broad outline of what God wants you to do is very clear. Teaching the Lord's Prayer, Dr. Martin Luther writes that the will of God is done when God breaks and hinders every evil counsel and will which would not let us hallow God's name nor let His kingdom come. Hallow God's name and let His kingdom come. That's the will of God. That's what He wants you to do. Should you marry? Should you change jobs? Should you buy that new car? Maybe, maybe not. Whatever course you do choose, God wants you to use the time on the clock to hallow His name and let His kingdom come. Hallow God's name. That means that you live according to the commandments, that you play by His rules. Striving to keep the commandments every day may seem small and insignificant. I mean, if you get to church once in a while, isn't that enough? The answer to that question is no. Just as children benefit for life from daily discipline in the routines of life, so keeping the commandments, hallowing God's name, is not a useless burden. Your Father in heaven intends it for your good. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws. But we don't. As children don't always do what their parents want, we often fail to hallow God's name. We don't use the clock wisely. We break His commandments. We sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, "There is no one righteous." Is that the end of it for us? God's will is also that His kingdom come. The kingdom of God is not a castle floating in the clouds of heaven. It is not a great earthly cathedral to which pilgrims journey. No, the kingdom of God is this. It is a righteous heart, which the Spirit of God gives you through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ earned forgiveness for your sins when He died on Calvary's cross. Through faith in His forgiveness, the Spirit of God brings you into God's kingdom. In that way, God's kingdom enters our hearts and His will is done. Homer Drew did not need any coaching from me to talk about forgiveness.
Well, I think in forgiveness, if you're relating it to your children, we're disappointed with the act that they did. But we were never disappointed in them as a person, and you tried to correct their behavior, but you still loved the person. And I think that's what's so wonderful about Jesus, is that if you talk about someone who forgives, it's Jesus to all of us, because every day we sin in our lives, either by thought, word, or deed. So I think Jesus is the ultimate forgiver, and when that day comes, when all of us are going to be judged by Jesus, thank goodness He is has a great heart for forgiveness and is a gracious God.
I ask Bryce, what has been your experience of forgiveness from your parents?
They've been very forgiving. They don't hold any grudges. They don't bring up past experiences that you want to forget. And I think it's just, like they said, just a tribute, because we all forgive and we need forgiveness from God. So the only natural thing to do is forgive each other when we sin and and do things not the right way.
Where there is a will, there is a way. God's will, faith in Christ and holy living, can make a way to blessings for your family, too. There is no perfect family. Please, don't think that the problems in your home are only yours and no one else's. Sin disrupts the peace of every home. Sometimes the sin seems small. An occasional quarrel between husband and wife, jealousy between children, and so on. Sometimes the sin seems great. Abuse, infidelity, desertion, criminal conduct. Whether it seems big or small, it's all sin. It is a failure to hallow God's name. It makes you guilty. Today, God wants you to know that His will is forgiveness for you and your family. In that forgiveness is the way to blessing. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, St. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Where God's will is practiced, where faith in Christ is present, and family members strive in the power of God to keep His commandments, the way is open to victory. If you want to know more about this for your family, please get ready to give us a call. The announcer will have the phone number for you in a few minutes. Now, let's go back to the game between Valparaiso and Mississippi. The play that won the game for Valpo was called The Pacer. That name comes from the Indianapolis Pacers of the NBA. During the last timeout, you didn't see Coach Drew diagramming a play that he had just thought up. Time after time after time, the coach had had his players practice and practice and practice again this last second play. Because of those frequent drills, the team knew immediately that now was the time for the pacer play. This was for real. The clock was running. 4, 3, 2, 1. Fathers, practicing God's will in your life and family is for real. Don't let your tomorrows deceive you into not practicing God's will today. The clock runs down so fast. The baby you bring home from the hospital will soon go off to kindergarten, then high school, perhaps college, then life. Your direct influence diminishes as the years pass. The clock runs down so quickly. That's why we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Dear God, may faith in Christ and holy living be found in my life and home today. May the tomorrows that I assume I have not deceive me so that I fail to practice Your will today. 4, 3, 2, 1. I asked Coach Drew what he would say to fathers.
I think a father is a very special person. I think a father has a lot of responsibilities. I think that a father is a lot of fun. If you enjoy your family, it can become a lot of fun to be the father of that family. And I've been very blessed to have a wife who's helped me grow spiritually and as a person, and then to put Scott and Dana and Bryce together in our family, I've truly been blessed, and I truly thank God every day, you know, for the family that I do have. So for fathers, I think you just need to enjoy the family that you have. And if you're going through difficulties, then that's a time for the family to grow.
So it comes back to using wisely the time that is left on the clock. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 says, Fathers, don't make your children bitter about life. Instead, bring them up in Christian discipline and instruction. Dads, that's something you can do day after day after day, and it will lead to a great victory. Scott Drew has been an assistant for his dad for 5 years. Scott talked about the job Homer has done as a father.
But I was going to say the other thing is he's been a friend too, with the experiences with coaching with him and beginning my career with him. That's something that's been really special.
Bryce talked about good parents.
Growing up when you're young, you're always taught to love your mom and love your dad. But as you get older and get to hang around other families and other parents, I think then you really start to realize how fortunate you are to have yours. And that's one thing that I really learned is just that I'm really fortunate and blessed to have a mom and dad that are so loving and so forgiving and so caring.
We all want to win, not just individually, but as a family. We all want victory, not in sports, as much as in life. Jesus says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." 4, 3, 2, 1. Our Father who art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.